right, guys, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities. We're back with another episode. But first, don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all those things.
Dude,
thank you so much.
You got to go to Marketability. So it's a playlist on Growing Media's YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And look, I've always thought, I'm not going to ring the bell. You do the bell thing, so we let you know when there's a new episode out there.
Right. Yeah.
Because we're so inundated with information now. It's like, I don't want to waste time.
Yeah.
Scrolling.
It's actually for your benefit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It is. So please go do that. I got to tell you something real quick.
Yeah. Why are you whispering?
What's her name? Mel Robbins?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good guess. And Mel, you do a phenomenal job. But dude, you got to stop with the self-promotion, like through the whole cast. I was really turned off by it. But
yeah.
Man, she only has like a gajillion, trillion followers. And
but you know what's funny is I think we notice the pitching more than most people do.
And we're horrible at it. So maybe she's doing something right and we're not.
Yeah.
But I just felt like the whole time she had a great guest on and she just kept talking about, you know, the success of the podcast and how to find her and...
Anyways.
It's a personal preference.
Anyways,
Mel, I love you, babe.
Speaking,
and if you want to come on the show.
Speaking of influencers, so you guys have, you know, we've kind of gone through this whole thing from what, like 2018 to now that it's like you should use influencers to market your product and get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's something new happening most recently in the past couple of years where some brands have actually honed in more on micro-influencers. Now,
to tell,
what's the difference between a micro-influencer? Well, a micro-influencer may only have a couple of thousand of, you know, people following them or subscribe to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very many compared to the 500,000 or a million followers that some of these influencers have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would they make this shift? Because people caught on. People caught on to influencers just selling stuff and brands blowing up because of just this one person decided to wear that one t-shirt that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've shifted to paying micro-influencers because they have a much more personalized relationship with their audience.
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily trying to get a million followers. That would be great if they did, but they're not focused on like blowing up and entertainment constantly. They're focused on giving people value.
Mm-hmm.
And so these brands are like, oh, well, these relationships are going to be better because they can pay a micro influencer like $20,000, right,
mm-hmm.
to make a post. But then if, a main influencer, you know, they'll pay them tens of thousands of dollars
I
want to
be a micro influencer.
And then, but instead they can pay a bunch of micro influencers $500 a post.
That's right.
And
have measured success.
You get measured success. You can see what little differences the audiences make in the purchase of your product.
You know what? It has now come full circle because let me tell you what else that is. That's targeted marketing.
Exactly.
You can have, like you just said, there was a time when Ashton Kutcher put on a John Deere baseball cap and it blew up. Like everybody had to have a John Deere. I mean, folks in California never seen a John Deere, but they gotta have a John Deere cap. So I think the consumer has gotten smart to that. They've caught on. So I love that idea that you go for the person. For instance, if you're a Western brand, right? Go find your rodeo guy that's coming up or go talk to your gal that just won her first Miss Rodeo USA pageant,
Or find someone who just started posting and they're making some cool content on Instagram, but they've only got like 5,000 followers.
Yeah, but they're dedicated.
And they're still replying to every comment that they get on online. Like those are the people that you want because people are going to listen to every word that comes out of their mouth.
I love that. And I can't believe I've missed that. I bet you I haven't missed the trend.
No, I don't think so. You've probably noticed
that. Yeah. There've been those people that I see that are doing particular things in particular for my age group. So through targeting, that's how you identify people, you know, female, how old, household income, where do they live? What are their interests? What have they Googled before? So I get a lot of travel posts, like they come up, you know, interesting lodging options. And I'm really tired of watching people like walk through these beautiful doors and all of a sudden it opens up and it's a glass bottom and then there's an infinity pool and then there's like the Adriatic Sea. I'm really, really sick of seeing that. So micro influencers, because
you're,
stay home.
Because you're not seeing it in person.
I'm jealous. I am jealous, no doubt. But yeah, you'll see a shift where it's even become probably much more difficult for these influencers to get into places that they could before.
For sure.
And to get the freebies that they could before. Yeah. Because let me tell you, and remember, if you don't remember anything else, return on investment. And don't think for a moment that brands are satisfied if they never ever heard from you if you promised them something in the past.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, they always care about what happens afterwards. So for example, just to use it as an example, mm-hmm. I have gained a small following on my YouTube, mm-hmm. and I had a brand. I did a plugin review, and I wasn't sure what to expect. I'd never used it before. It had just came out, and I did a review of it on the video, and I kind of liked it, kind of didn't. Like, mm-hmm. I said my do's and don'ts that I liked about it. Not 3 days later, they reached out to me, and they said, hey, we loved your video. We loved what you said about it, and we loved your things that you didn't like about it. That actually gives us your information. Honesty. Yeah, mm-hmm. they actually gave it. So they asked me to go deeper into the plugin and use it on another video. They gave me the plugin for free. It was like a $400 plugin.
Dang.
And then they're going to give me some more free stuff coming forward once they come out with stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's little things like that, that like even if speaking on the other side of things, if you are a micro influencer, if mm-hmm. you're trying to be, mm-hmm. don't hesitate to just make an honest post about something.
That
because
is
honestly,
right.
there's a lot of brands that need to hear what's wrong with their product.
Yeah. And we've done that here on the show where Growing Media, the producers of Market Abilities, we also produce the spiel. So we see products that we might want to get in, and we've gotten everything from ear cleaning technology to whitening of the teeth. We
fancy
try it.
Bags.
Yeah, it's almost like a try it before you buy it.
Yeah.
And we've really loved everything that has been sent to us, and we make a point always to make a video and let you know what we think and ways that maybe we would modify it or whatever, and we send it to the company.
Yeah.
So do that. You know, if you tell somebody you're going to wear something, wear it, take photos, just please don't take it, because it makes it very difficult for people who are legitimate to come in and work with those brands then, because they feel like they've been taken advantage of. And I don't care how large they are. Trust me, they've got your name and they're waiting for something from you.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always have a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I thought I would share this story. So we've recently hired an influencer for one of the brands that we represent at Growing Media. And gorgeous young girl, turns out phenomenal content. And one of her more surprising relationships was with a hair care product. Mm-hmm. And I guess they find you based on your popularity, or actually they have like agents now, I guess, that also pitch them to these different products. And she got an email and it's like, hey, we want you to use this device, this product, whatever. And I can't remember the length. I want to say it was maybe a minute long, straight on vertical video.
Simple.
And she was paid $2,000.
Incredible.
To this day, incredible. She's still like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
They spent. Now, for her, it was the demographic, college-aged girls.
Yeah.
She knows that they know that she has the following.
The lingo. And
they probably sold a ton. But she's still baffled by what they gave her to mm-hmm. the point that she still mentions it now. She feels a need to do that because somebody invested in her when she was first starting out.
Yeah, so. And I think that just goes to say that, like, you don't understand your own influence on people and in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably like one of the most pivotal things that you can understand is like the things that you say and that you do and that you recommend to people take it seriously.
So valuable.
Like it's like, that's why micro influencing is like almost another version of word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, word of mouth marketing is some of the best marketing you could ever have.
Guerrilla marketing.
Because you don't need to pay for it.
That's right.
Second,
that's right.
People trust each other's opinions. Like if, you know, we have a close relationship, and if I recommended a product to you, you would probably take it actually very serious.
I don't know why.
But if Britney Spears.
Yeah, yeah. OWTO. It's you, dude. Out with the old. So he's been repping this brand for days. So if you're out there, what is it? OWTO. Yeah, we're wrapping up a podcast. See, we got somebody coming in right now. Just come on in. So that, you know, you are repping it hard.
I am.
They send you all this for free?
No. They were all gifts. They're all birthday gifts.
Birthday gifts. But yeah. look, he's legit. I mean, he is the mix master of Nigeria. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know what that is.
He hates when I say that. But hey, go back and watch the last podcast because we also talked about how it is valuable what you're saying, in particular if you have an experience that you can back it up.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you
next week.
Yes.
Next Monday.
Let's go. Remember the bell. Remember to like. Remember to subscribe.
Yeah.
Good job, Mel Robbins. Okay.
Thanks, Mel.
Bye-bye.
Bye.